This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Γεια σας, I'm Kyriakos Gold and I'm on loan from SBS Radio for the season. Thank you for joining me and welcome to The Gold and the Beautiful, a show about Greek Australians, their friends and other bi-curious souls. All that, of course, with a joyful twist. Today, we're going to talk about Greek-Australian festivals. We'll have a look at how the Greeks rock and roll down under. And to help me in today's Greek-tastic topic, I have invited Penny Kyprianou, who is the manager of the Arts and Culture Program of the Greek Community of Melbourne and Victoria, one of the leading Greek organizations around the world. Plus, a very special announcement to coincide with the Antipodes Festival on Lonsdale Street on the 8th and 9th of February. Stay gold for the next hour. But first, here's Michalis Hatzigiannis. Ό,τι θες.
Όταν ξυπνάς κάθε πρωί, πάρε και τον ήρω μαζί, γιατί μπορεί να χρειαστεί. Πάρε μαζί λίγη χαρά για να σου κάνει διαφορά μες στο χαμό και τη φθορά. Κι όταν όλα πάνε στραβά, φώναξε με, δεν είναι αργά, από τη γη στον ουρανό κι απ' το απίθανο στο πιθανό. Μέσα στο χάος την άκρη θα βρω, άλλη καρδιά μου καλά να σε δω. Ό,τι θες,
ό,τι θες,
είμαι εδώ,
είμαι εδώ.
Ό,τι ζεις,
ό,τι ζεις,
να το ζω. Μ' αγαπάς,
μ' αγαπάς,
και γι' αυτό,
και γι' αυτό,
βασιλιάς,
βασιλιάς,
είμαι εγώ. Τα μάτια της ψυχής, την ομορφιά μην αρνηθείς. Κι όταν όλα πάνε στραφά, φώναξε με, δεν είναι αργά, από τη γη στον ουρανό κι απ' το απίθανο στο πιθανό. Μέσα στο χάος την άκρη θα βρω, άλλη καρδιά μου καλά να σε δω. Ό,τι θες,
ό,τι θες,
είμαι εδώ,
είμαι εδώ.
Ό,τι ζεις,
ό,τι ζεις,
να το ζω. Μ' αγαπάς,
μ' αγαπάς,
και γι' αυτό,
και γι' αυτό,
βασιλιάς,
βασιλιάς,
είμαι εγώ. Μέσα στο χάος την άκρη θα βρω, άλλη καρδιά μου καλά να σε δω. Ό,τι θες,
ό,τι θες,
είμαι εδώ,
είμαι εδώ.
Ό,τι ζεις,
ό,τι ζεις,
να το ζω. Μ' αγαπάς,
μ' αγαπάς,
και γι' αυτό,
και γι' αυτό,
βασιλιάς,
βασιλιάς,
είμαι εγώ. Ό,τι θες,
ό,τι θες,
είμαι εδώ,
είμαι εδώ.
Ό,τι ζεις,
ό,τι ζεις,
να το ζω. Μ' αγαπάς,
μ' αγαπάς,
και γι' αυτό,
και γι' αυτό,
βασιλιά,
βασιλιά,
είμαι εγώ. Μ' αγαπάς,
μ' αγαπάς,
και γι' αυτό,
και γι' αυτό,
βασιλιά,
βασιλιά,
είμαι εγώ.
Βασιλιάς είμαι εγώ. Μ' αγαπάς, αγαπώ και όλα αυτά που λένε στα ελληνικά τραγούδια. This was Michalis Hatzigiannis and Ό,τι θες. Michalis was in Melbourne last year for the Antipodes Festival. You know, the big Greek party that takes place on Lonsdale Street every year around February and March. But we will have more about that later on Joy 94.9 that on Tuesday nights goes Greek. Γεια σας, Joyriders. I'm Kyriakos Gold, and this is The Gold and the Beautiful, a show about Greek Australians, their friends, and other bi-curious souls. Today, we're going to talk about Greek-Australian parties. We will take a look at how the Greeks rock and roll down under, and as the show is live, you can join the conversation. Tell us about your Greekest ever party. Go and do it. SMS us on 0427-JOY-949, email at onair@joy.org.au, tweet yourself silly at iKyriakos, and you can poke me on facebook.com/iKyriakos2, with a KY like the jelly. Και όλα αυτά θα τα κάνουμε με μία αγκαλιά τραγούδια. This is from the Greek voice.
Με μία αγκαλιά τραγούδια θα έρθω πάλι. Είσαι φωτιά που καίει και με φτάνει. Με μία αγκαλιά τραγούδια θα έρθω πάλι. Ρίχνει ο πόθος δίχτυα και με πιάνει.
This medley was from the TV show The Voice of Greece. Same format with the Australian show, same set, same chairs, but very, very Greek tunes. Adonis Remos, Melina Slanidou, Despina Vandi and Stavrentos Michalis Kouinelis. Coming up after the break, how to party Greek style down under. Wrapped up in Golden Greek Hits. Stay gold. Welcome back to The Gold and the Beautiful, a show about Greek Australians, their friends and other by curious souls. Γεια σας, I'm Kyriakos Gold. Καλώς ήλθατε on Joy 94.9, Australia's first and only gay and lesbian community radio station. Remember, you can listen to the show on radio, on mobile and online on Joy... excuse me. This was a very Greek thing to do. On joy.org.au. If you're busy on Tuesday nights, don't worry. We have a podcast waiting for you right after the show on joy.org.au/goldenbeautiful, where you can listen to all our episodes as they appear on air. Plus, you can listen to our interview podcast with extra content. Today, we're going to talk about Greek-Australian parties. We will take a look at how the Greeks rock and roll down under. And to help me in today's Greek-tastic topic, I have invited the gorgeous, the beautiful Penny Kyprianou, who is the manager of the Arts and Culture Program of the Greek Community of Melbourne and Victoria, one of the leading Greek organizations around the world. Penny, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Kyriako.
Kalispera.
Kalispera.
Quite a title you have there.
It's quite a mouthful.
Yeah? Tell me more about it.
Look, it was actually quite a newly created position too. So I've
tailor-made for you. Stora ψάνε για σένα.
Specifically made for me. That's right. About 2 years ago. So there was definitely a need to create this role where I could look after the cultural events of the Greek community of Melbourne. And 2 years later, I think we've done a really good job in kind of bringing all of these events together throughout the year.
We love what you've done, and this is why you're here today. You know, we talk about culture, we talk about living in Melbourne, like living in Athens, and I think we're living in a by world, and I'll explain that. It's like a Greek Australian world. It's not like Athens, it's not like Australian Melbourne, it's like Greek Melbourne. And it's got this glendy in our everyday life. We have more fun, I think. We have fun in an Australian way at work, and then we'll go home and have fun in the Greek way. So, how do your events mirror, reflect that bi identity, that having fun, that kefi that Greek Australians have?
Well, I think you're right. I think we do have that in our blood, the sort of need and desire to really make the most of our days, and that doesn't end, when we go home. Exactly, that's right. And I think specifically this our upcoming event in February, the Lonsdale Street Festival, on the 8th and 9th of March, 8th of 9th of February. Sorry, I'm so used to it being in March.
That's a bit of a slip there.
It's earlier this year, so this particular event really celebrates that idea of, street party, music, dancing, and we certainly like to, dance and make the most of, our culture.
We're going to talk more about this particular event, particular event, because it's coming up.
It's contagious.
It's contagious. It's all your fault, Penny. You're doing like Gugu Isis and I'm just losing it. So is that part of your strategy?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So tell me, what other events do you have in your calendar? I know you have the Writers Festival and Taste of Greece. Do you want to tell me a little bit more about that?
Sure. Well, we also have the Greek Film Festival, which is one of our beloved events, which runs in usually September, October. Last year it was November. So that is a very big event for us. After Lonsdale Street this year, we then go on to a Flavours of Greece food and wine event, which will happen.
Food and wine, you said?
Of course.
Okay.
What else? In April. And also this year with the brand new cultural centre that's coming up in Lonsdale Street, where we're programming a very exciting program of events from October this year.
It sounds like there's a jam-packed calendar. I just wanted to ask you, you've mentioned a couple of date changes. Is that a strategy or is this year a special year?
This year is a special year purely because the cultural centre will be up and running come October. So we have streamlined a few of our events. But you know, as an example, Lonsdale Street Festival, the dates for that, you know, sometimes we're at the mercy of the city, you know, and their dates. It's a massive road closure for the heart of the city, so we really have to be quite flexible with the dates.
We're going to be very flexible. Greeks are very flexible, traditionally. So I'm going to go to the next track, which is from Eleftheria Arvanitaki. Eleftheria Arvanitaki is one of the artists that has appeared in the festival, or I have to say the weekend of fun, that the Greek community of Melbourne and Victoria gives as a present to Australia. Isn't that what you guys say? That, well, it's our present, το δώρο μας στους Αυστραλούς.
It is, and because it's a free event, you know, and bringing an international act every year for a free concert in the heart of the city is pretty special.
Well, I did pay to watch Eleftheria at Hammer Hall, but let's listen to her for free with a track called Ζήσε.
Μπορεί να αλλάξεις ματιά, μπορεί να ντύνεσαι αλλιώς, μα η μορφή δε με γελά, μέσα σου είσαι πάντα αυτός. Αυτός που αγάπησα με μια, αυτός που έμεινα εκεί και με κοιτάζει σοβαρά, μέσα σου τρέχει ένα παιδί. Βλέμμα προς το φως, κάνει την κίνηση λοιπόν, να γίνουν όλα αληθινά. Δες το μεγάλο μας κενό, πως το γεμίζει μια αγκαλιά. Μέσα σου είσαι πάντα αυτός. Κάνε την κίνηση λοιπόν, να γίνουν όλα αληθινά. Δες το μεγάλο μας κενό, πως το γεμίζει μια αγκαλιά.
This is Eleftheria Arvanitaki, and the song is called Ζήσε, which means to live. Γεια σας, Joyriders. I am Kyriakos Gold, and today I have with me the beautiful Penny Kyprianou. Penny, we're talking about partying Greek style, and traditionally in Australia, those big Greek parties are called festivals, like the one that you're running for the Greek community of Melbourne and Victoria. So, if anyone wants to talk to us about the Greekest party moment or about the festival in Melbourne, they can SMS us on 0427JOY949. That means 0427569949. Email on air at joy.org.au. Facebook, I forgot my own Facebook, iKyriakos2 with the 2 and a KY, and tweet yourself silly at iKyriakos. Now, Peter Smith is telling us on Facebook that Greeks party in a classy and really fun way. We could all learn a lot about partying well without drunken violence from you guys. Well, that's quite true, Penny. Have you been to Greece for a holiday?
I have, and I could not agree more. I remember traveling through islands and being in Athens and, you know, that, that I guess that culture of, you know, drinking to get drunk and,
yeah,
you know.
Well, we don't actually have a saying in Greek that says, oh, we do, but we don't actually use it. We don't say, I'm going to go out to get smashed tonight. We're saying...
Or tifla,
you know. But you may say the next day, I got tifla, as in I did get smashed. But you never say beforehand, pre-empty the event, that I'm going to go out and get so disorderly that I'm going to be on the news the next day. I mean, you will be if you're Greek, because your Thea will probably be watching you coming home at 5 a.m.
Maybe that's why we don't do it. We're going to get caught.
So tell me about your event. What's that going to be like? Is that going to have lots of drinking, lots of food? Give us a bit more.
Sure. Well, the Lonsdale Street Festival is a free event. It's for the whole family, and it runs from, you know, 1 o'clock till midnight on each day, on Saturday and Sunday. And essentially, it is an alcohol-free event. We have last year and this year introduced a pop-up bar, which is only open to over 18. So there is a place for to have a drink.
I thought there was alcohol in the VIP bar.
Well, that's
in the restaurants around. Come on, Penny. Tell
of
us
course.
The truth. There's a bit of whizzle happening there.
Absolutely. Well, you know, it's still a party, and we do drink responsibly, which, you know, you've highlighted as well. But yeah, look, we definitely want to cater for different groups. So there's a number of food stalls along the street. This year we'll also have a Flavours of Greece food market set up. So there'll be trade displays from Greek producers, cooking demonstrations. We'll also have, kids' activities and carnival rides.
Damo here on the SMS is saying, ask Penny why they don't have a Miss Greek Australia at the festival. And he goes, Penny will definitely win # hot Greek girl.
Well, you can tell Damo that he can be our judge when we have one.
It sounds like you and Damo have something going on there over the Joy Waves. Joy will not be there officially, but will be there by default. We're going to tell you a bit more about that later on. I will be there with my SBS hat. We'll be broadcasting live from the second stage of the event. So you can always come and say hi and learn a bit of Greek or a bit of Greek and gay. So what is the main act for this year?
The main act, his name is Kostas Makedonas, who is attending... Well, he's coming to Greece... to Australia for the very first time with Orchestra Emetron. So he'll give a free concert.
This is Kostas Makedonas. Πάρε με.
Θάλασσα και με. All day, every day. Joy 94.9. On air and online at joy.org.au.
All day, όλη μέρα, you're on Joy 94.9, Australia's first and only gay and lesbian community radio station. Γεια σας, I am Kyriakos Gold, and this is The Gold and the Beautiful. If you want to say hi or talk about today's topic, which is your Greekest party moment, SMS us on 0427 Joy 949, that is 0427 569 949, or email us on air at joy.org.au. Facebook, I think I've got my Facebook right this time, iKyriakos2, and Twitter, iKyriakos. We have been talking about Greek Australian parties, or as we tend to call them in Australia, festivals. Festivals that we celebrate culture and our bi identity. One of those festivals, one of the biggest ones in Australia, not just Greek festivals, is Melbourne's own Antipodes Festival, organised by the Greek community of Melbourne and Victoria. As the organisers say, it is the Greek community's present to Victoria. Penny, that runs the event, is here with us today. Before the ads, Penny, we played a song from Kostas Makedonas. He's going to be the main act. Is that a free concert?
It is. That's right. So Saturday evening is the night where we put on our free concert. So from, you know, approximately 8:30 on Saturday night, there'll be a free concert on the main stage.
Do you know anything about the weather this year? Because last year we got a bit chilly.
I refuse to talk about the weather. Because I will probably jinx it, so...
Okay, so we're not going to talk about the weather. The concert's going to go on despite the Melbourne weather, because last year Michalis Hadzigiannis rocked it in the rain. There was like thousands of umbrellas out there.
There still were. People still came out to see him and, you know, had their ponchos on and were screaming. So he was certainly a hit. So it doesn't keep people away.
And this year's concert is going to be next to a big construction site at the corner of Lonsdale and Russell Street. What is that all about?
So, yeah, as I mentioned briefly before, so at 168 Lonsdale Street, currently people can see a brand new 14-level tower coming up. Within that...
It's erected.
It has been erected, correct. Within that beautiful structure, we will have four floors and they will become the Greek Centre for Contemporary Culture.
Are we going to celebrate that this year at any stage? Is that October when
Absolutely.
We're opening up?
That's right. So we're planning for a programme.
Are you going to tell us who's going to come for October?
Not a chance.
Is it going to be Michali?
I'm not saying a word.
She's not saying a word. All right. So Kostas Makedonas is a laikos tragoudiste. So we're going to expect a kind of more traditional or what kind of music is he going to play?
He'll be playing a range of, his repertoire is quite extensive. So he really plays to the crowd. And he's coming with an orchestra of 10 and they play bouzoukia, which are, you know, traditional, guitars. So there's also a beautiful singer called Irini Dumbaki, who's coming out with the entire group. So they'll really put on an incredible free concert.
And Kostas Makedonas is a very progressive Greek artist. So he's somebody that we should all support. Now, I've got another SMS that came through from JT from the Greek and Gay Network. Penny, great work with the Antipodes Festival and even more importantly for assisting with promoting Summer Sessions, the Greek and Gay Support Network party on the 8th of February to the broader Greek community. It's going to be a Greek and diverse weekend after all. Are you supporting the Greek and Gay community, the Greek and Gay group?
We do, yeah. Well, we're very open to supporting, you know, a number of organisations throughout Melbourne, and we just value the work that a lot of these organisations are doing and offering.
Well, it is a great organisation, and thank you, JT, for your kind words. I'm not going to say them on air. Now, we've got Kostas Makedonas. We're going to have Miss Greek Australia, maybe, if Penny's going to decide. Is there going to be silent disco this year?
Not this year, no. But we have replaced silent disco with Greek karaoke.
Okay,
year.
Now everybody's laughing around me. I'm not going to sing, but I promise to make some really, really good videos for our social media. Give us an SMS, 0427 Joy 949. I see Melina Smith is sending us one for Hellenic parties. We're going to read it in a minute. And we're going to listen to now Dimitra Galani and Alkis Tis Protosalti. This is a medley from two really big Greek artists that have participated in the festival in the past.
Thank you. στον άλλον ουρανό. Θα φτιάξω ένα παλατιό από εφημερίδες για να ταιριάζει με το χαρτινό καιρό, που φίλο έκανε του ανθρώπου τις ελπίδες. Βαθιά και να καούν τα χαρτινά, καρδιά κομμάτια πάρτινα, χωρίς αυτή να ζω.
This is Dimitra Galani and Alkistis Protopsalti. They are singing together just like they did at the Antipodes Festival a few years back. Now, Penny, Melina Smith is asking us on the SMS on 0427 569 949 whether the PM is going to be there as well.
He is attending. That's right.
He was there last year as well. I interviewed him last year.
Well, last year he
wasn't a PM. Yes,
that's
yes,
right.
He wasn't.
That's
so
right.
Let's see what he's going to give to the Greek community and, you know, the broader Melbourne community. Also, Melina is saying, as an Australian of Greek heritage, she loves the film festival. Do you have anything to do with that?
The film festival?
Yes.
Of course. It's one of my favourite.
So you do everything events for the Greek community.
Absolutely.
It's the Penny Show. So tell us, is there going to be a Greek film festival this year?
Yeah, there definitely will be a film festival this year. So it'll be our 21st film festival.
So you're going to be adults and you, I guess, are going to have a lot of ouzo on the night.
We always do.
Now,
responsible.
The PM may be there, but our listeners may not care about that. Now, I'm going to tell you who else is going to be there with me on the night. Anastasia. Tasia!
Γεια σας, ρε παιδάκια μου!
I thought you were going to Sydney.
Well, look, I mean, I will be interviewing the PM, so I had to hold back my holiday. So I'm going to be there with you hosting.
Oh, we're going to be hosting.
We're going to be emceeing the Greek Festival, Kyriakos.
Are you going to try to steal my thunder?
No. I actually asked him if he could come along and I said, okay.
All right,
okay.
We'll get him as well. All right, now I'm going to say yes to your proposal because we can get gay married on the day. And you're going to have to wear a fustanella.
I can't believe I have to wear an actual skirt, but they're asking a Greek gay woman to host or MC a Greek festival event, which I think speaks volumes, don't you think?
Well, I never quite got that expression. Yes, it does speak volumes.
Well,
what do you mean?
And I'm not going to shave for the occasion. I'm telling you right now.
I'm going to wear gold shoes with wings like Hermes. Well, I know Hermes sounds like herpes, but it's actually God. It was the god of communication in ancient Greek. It was pronounced Hermes. Don't laugh. That's what you always do. You take the mickey out of me, and I'm really embarrassed.
No. Look, don't be embarrassed, Kyriakos. We're going to have such an amazing time. It's such an honour. To be able to...
Well, you can thank Penny. She's here with me.
Yeah, I know. Penny, have you got something to do with this?
Just a little bit.
You're amazing.
I thought you two would be ideal for the street festival this year. So I'm so glad you're
we'll
both
be
doing
in
it.
The streets, that's why.
Thank you, Penny. Thank you so much. It's a real opportunity. So I'm looking really, really forward to it.
It's a great opportunity because the Greek community is opening up to the broader Greek community, not just the older first generation that was controlling the events for many, many years.
Yeah.
And they were catering for a particular segment of the community. It's a very large community. There's over 200,000 Greeks in this town. I say Greeks, I should say Greek Australians, because we are very different than the Greek people that live in Greece, and we celebrate in a different way. It's going to be a very interesting weekend.
It's going to be a great weekend. I can't wait. Now, do we get to interview Tony Abbott?
I think he's going to be running away from you.
Would you like to?
I would love to have a chat, a personal chat with Tony Abbott, definitely.
We can arrange that for you.
Okay, great. I'd love to get tzatziki with
you. You'd love to get tzatziki with Tony Abbott. Seriously, Anastasia, what are you like? Now, I have the perfect song for you because I know you have a soft spot for alcohol.
Absolutely. Is it the one that alcohol is for free?
Alcohol is for free.
Μαζίκι τρίκι μία μέσα στην Εγνατία.
Μας βρήκε η τρικυμία μέσα στην Εγνατία. I can promise you there will be no τρικυμία on the 8th and 9th of February. We're going to have a lot of fun. Now, you're listening to the Gold and the Beautiful on Joy 94.9. I am Kyriakos Gold. With me, I have Penny Kyprianou, and all that will continue right after the break. Stay gold.
Hi, I'm Tina Arena, and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
Bring joy to the world. Listen to us everywhere. Download the Joy smartphone app. Now at joy.org.au.
You're listening to Joy 94.9. This is the Gold and the Beautiful, and I'm your host, Kyriakos Gold. You can SMS us on 0427 569 949. Thank you so much for your messages today. Lovely to see the Greeks embracing the gay community. Long overdue. What else is coming through? Is Penny president of the Greek community? Hashtag Penny for president. Penny, you're doing really well today. From Miss Australia, Greek Australia to president. I'm not going to tell Bill, I promise.
No, but I think I'm probably related to all of those people who have sent through those messages.
That says a lot about our listeners. Now, we wanted to talk about how Greeks party down under. We kind of gave you what Melbourne Greeks do, but this happens all over Australia. There is these events that have become festivals, but 40 and 50 years ago, people didn't have that opportunity to showcase their culture.
That's true. That's very true. And I think, you know, what I guess began as a need to sort of, you know...
connect and showcase.
Connect with, you know... similar, you know, people from the same, you know, similar heritage and, you know, maintain language, which we're still doing that.
And also, by default, educate about what your own personal culture is like and be accepted by a broader demographic.
Yeah, that's right. And I think the range of events that we do, you know, kind of share with the rest of the community throughout the year really, you know, kind of showcase that, you know, that diversity.
So apart from the taste of Greece, flavours of Greece, or whatever we're going to call it, it's like spicy Greece, I'm going to call it, the Greek Film Festival, which is a national event, and all the other Melbourne events that we spoke about today, there is events in Adelaide, there's the Odyssey Festival, the Semaphore Festival, there is events in Northern Territory, there is the Panigiri in Gold Coast, there's the Estia in Hobart, there's the big events in Sydney from the Sydney Greek Community, Sydney Greek Festival, which is a partner of yours for many of your events. How do you guys work together? Do Greeks work well together?
We do. Not when it comes to money, but we're fine to work together. but we do work very well with Sydney. So we do share a lot of, you know, events. And I should mention as well that Cosas Makedonas will also do a concert in Sydney on the 1st of February before coming to Melbourne the weekend after. So, you know, it really helps us to...
It's just going crazy. There's messages coming through. Will there be a gay wedding at the festival? I don't know. I'm going to ask Anastasia later on. And will there be kupes? I'm not quite sure what. Is that a Cypriot dessert?
It is a Cypriot. It's a savoury, amazing...
There'll be all kinds of food.
I'm lost for words because they're so good.
So it's great to see what's going on all over Australia and in particular in Melbourne in terms of festivals. Thank you, Penny, for being here today to tell us a little bit more about that. And thank you for being the beautiful in the golden, the beautiful. If you need to add something to it, you just go for it now.
I will very quickly because this is very important and fun. But we have a Zorba Till You Drop dancing competition that runs on Saturday, 8th of February. And the first prize to that is a return trip to Greece. And people
is it by boat or is it going to be like, is that big airline giving something? What is it? Tell me.
Qatar Airways are luckily giving the flight to that.
Okay, fantastic.
People can jump on antipodesfestival.com.au tomorrow and sign up to take part in that.
Any other presents? Just that.
Oh no, no! I can tell
trip
you're trying to
Greece or nothing. Oh no, we've got time. Go on.
That's the first prize. We also have the karaoke competition, which I mentioned. So we'll have, you know, vouchers, iTunes vouchers, JB Hi-Fi vouchers to that. And again, similarly, people can jump on to our website from tomorrow and sign on to take part.
Fantastic. Thank you. I'm going to say this again for the podcast. Thank you for being the beautiful at the gold and the beautiful today.
Thank you. It's been fun.
This is the Gold and the Beautiful. We're going to go to an ad break before we say our final Kalinichta. Stay gold.
This is Paul Capsis and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, Australia's best radio station.
It's Joy 94.9, Australia's first and only gay and lesbian community radio station. I'm Kyriakos Gold and this was the Gold and the Beautiful. Today, we had a look at how Greeks rock and roll down under. And Penny Kyprianou, who is the manager of the Arts and Culture Program of the Greek Community of Melbourne and Victoria, joined to give me a hint or to break a plate. To top that, we announced that Anastasia and I will be presenting the Antipodes Festival program on Sunday, the 9th of February. If you miss all that, don't worry. Jump online and subscribe to our podcast, joy.org.au/goldandbeautiful. And remember, you can keep listening to Joy 94.9 on radio, the Joy 949 mobile app and our website, joy.org.au. Ραντεβού την επόμενη εβδομάδα. Till next week, stay gold.
Joy.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.